It's an interesting question. Do you want to be well again? That question is so powerful to be asked that by Jesus directly towards us. The man sitting there right next to this pool that has healing qualities when it's disturbed, and he's waiting to get in at the right time, but people keep beating him to the punch because he's obviously paralyzed. Now, Jesus is there with him, and he asks him, do you want to be well again? Of course he wants to be well again. He's been by this pool for so long. But why would Jesus ask that question? Why would he ask him, do you want to be well again? It's a question that is quite, it cuts really to the heart of the problem. It's do you really have faith that it could happen? Do you really want it to happen? Are you willing to open up to Jesus for it to happen? It's quite powerful, because the man had become so focused on the reality that he couldn't get into the pool. He had been so focused on the hard times, basically everybody else is beating me to the pool, that he lost track of that that faith that and that desire to be well again, the desire to have God heal him. It's sometimes when we're so surrounded by difficult circumstances, we get so focused on what is happening in the chaos around us, or maybe what the evil spirit's doing, the bad spirit's doing. If we focus all our attention, all our gaze on that, that becomes our reality. What we focus on becomes our reality. If we focus on chaos, then the inner reality will be chaos. If we focus on Jesus, if we focus on asking for him, for his healing, what he's doing, where he is, then we'll be healed. It's the gaze of focus. It's yes, he's paralyzed. Yes, he can't be put into the water himself, and everyone's going to beat him. But his gaze, when Jesus was standing right before him, he asked him, "What do you want?" And he's to look at Jesus and answer, "I want to be healed." It's that invitation extends towards us, that when we're in chaos, when we're in hard times, we're to look at Jesus and answer that question ourselves. You know, to see, where are you, Jesus? What are you doing? Help me. It's a renewed gaze that we're called to at this time. So let's ask the Lord to help us to focus on him in the midst of difficulty, to have the boldness to cry out to him and to focus on what he's doing and what he wants us to do. Amen.